Okay, so today
امروز
I want to talk about wives
در مورد خانم ها
and more specifically the wife of the pastor.
همسر
شبانه کلیسا. We'll find out what applies to the wife of the pastor. Applies to wives in general.
که همسر شبانه کلیسا داره برمیگرده به همون و همه خانم هایی که در خونه هستن.
Now I shared this morning with somebody some of the men they said, "Oh, we don't need to listen. This is not for us."
Oh, you go there, ma moize
امروز. This is just for the women.
فقط مال خانم هاست. آقایون نباید گوش کنن.
First of all,
اول از همه
you need to know and be able to give advice to others.
اول از همه باید بدونی و پیام رو به دیگران کمک کنی که
I do have some closing statements also referring to men.
اما توی جمله هام چیزایی هست که مربوط میشه به آقایون و خونه‌شون در حقیقت.
Now, the reason I want to focus on the wife of the pastor
امروز که میخوام صحبتم در مورد همسر شبان باشه
because it's not always clear what actually her roles are
چون همیشه آشکار نیست که همسر شبان وظیفه‌اش چیه.
We can think she has certain obligation that she actually has not. بعضی
فکر میکنن یه وظیفه‌ای داره ولی در صورتی که وظیفه‌ای نداره.
We can actually put demands on her that should not be put on her.
توقع‌هایی روش داشته باشیم که نباید داشته باشیم.
Of course, usually I'm going to show you from the Bible.
طبق کلام خداوند بهتون نشون میدم.
Yeah, so we understand for the Bible says on this subject
در مورد این موضوع چه چیزی رو به ما میگه.
If regards to a wife of a pastor.
در مورد همسر یک شبان.
Now go to 1 Timothy 3.
اول تیموتائوس فصل 3.
And we just read it. It's in chapter that gives the qualifications for bishops.
اون فصلی هست که در مورد صفات‌های یک شماس یا یک رهبر کلیسا باید باشه.
Of course, if you know the Bible, bishops, overseers, shepherds, pastor.
اون شماس یا هر کسی که معرفه
that's all the same office
همشون مدیریت کلیسا رو دارن حالا second, هر اسمی که میخونن
and the second group mentioned there is deacons
دومین گروه شماس ها در حقیقت
and a deacon is not somebody from the business world who deals with money
شماس کسی نیست که مردم با بیزینس دنیای بیزینس پولدار میاره پولداره
it's an assistant pastor
در حقیقت دستیار شبانه
yeah it's a full time job
یه کار کامله
Yeah, it's somebody who helps the pastor out because the church has grown to a size that he can't handle everything alone.
Now,
the idea of these qualifications is
تمام این صفات‌هایی که داده شده در کلام خداوند بهمون
that to qualify
که بتونه
to become a pastor or to become a deacon
مسئولیتش رو داشته باشه تا بتونه
minimally you have to hit all those requirements.
باید همه اون صفات‌ها رو داشته باشه.
So you're in the group that you can be chosen from.
شما میتونید جزو گروهی باشین که از اون انتخاب میشین در حقیقت.
Now if you go over these qualifications and you look at the qualifications for the pastor or for the bishop.
اگر نگاه کنیم به صفات‌های اون شماس یا رهبر کلیسا
you'll notice there's nothing said about his wife.
یا شیخ میبینید که هیچ چیزی در مورد خانومش گفته نشده.
But then when we look at the qualifications for a deacon.
اما اگر نگاه میکنیم که شماس چیکار میکنه.
We do have some things mentioned in regards to the wife of the deacon.
در مورد خانوم شماس گفته.
So let's read those verses concerning the deacons.
کنیم اون آیات رو در مورد
specifically deacon's wife.
خانوم شماس.
Read verses 8 till 11.
آیه 8 تا 11 رو بخونیم.
Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy or filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so, must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things.
همچنین شماسان باوقار باشند. نه دروغ و نه راغب به شراب زیاده و نه طماع منافع نامشروع. دارندگان راز ایمانی در وجدان پاک. اما باید اول ایشان آزموده شوند و چون بی عیب پیدا شدند کار خادمی را بکنند. و به همینطور همسرانشان نیز باید باوقار باشند و نه غیبت گو بس و هوشیار و در هم هر امری امین.
Timothy 3. 1 Timothy 3.
اول تیموتائوس 3 آیه 8.
To become a deacon, part of his qualifications is that his wife meets some qualifications. It says their wives must be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Now, these are qualifications that will hold for anybody who wants to be a godly woman or a godly wife. Yeah. Now, logically follows from this, if the deacon's wife is to be like this,
yeah,
which is a lower position than the pastor or the bishop,
yeah,
then we can say to conclude that also the wife of a pastor should at least have these godly qualifications as well. Now, let me quickly go over them and show you what they mean.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be grave?
Yeah,
it means there's some heaviness, some seriousness about you.
Yeah,
you are actually caring for things that matter in life.
Life is not
just like let us eat, drink,
and
for tomorrow we die. That's not the kind of attitude.
Yeah,
it says do not be a slanderer. Yeah, do not be the one going around making false accusations about other people. Yeah, don't drag other people through the mud. Be sober. Again, being a serious person, not being under the influence of anything. Faithful in all things.
Yeah,
a person that can be relied on. A person that is loyal. A person that's responsible. Now, and of course, any woman in the church should strive to have these qualifications or qualities. And in the same way, every man, regardless if they would ever be a pastor or want to be a pastor or a deacon, they should strive to meet these qualifications that are given for a deacon and a pastor.
که بتونه زمانی مسئولیت شبانی رو داشته
باشه. This is describing a mature Christian.
در حقیقت همه اینها نشون میده یک ایماندار قوی، ایماندار بزرگ شده در مسیح.
Why would there be qualifications for a deacon's wife or a pastor's wife being mentioned?
Now,
that's simply because their behavior will reflect back on the pastor, on the deacon. And then it also will reflect back on the church as a whole. If my wife would be going into nightlife in Greece, partying all night, not caring what happens in the home, doing her own thing, that would reflect negatively on me and on the church. If she goes out falsely accusing people, that would reflect negatively on me and the church. Yeah, so that's why there are also qualifications for a wife.
برای همین یه سری وظیفه ها به خانم ها هست.
Yeah, that the deacon's or the bishop's wife has to be that she has to have.
که شماز یا اون رهبر کلیسا یا شیخ کلیسا باید خانومش اینها رو داشته باشه.
Yeah. Now read 1 Timothy 3, 4 and 5 again.
4 و 5 رو بخونید دوباره. اول تیموتائوس 3, 4 و 5.
One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
اهل خانه خود را به نیکویی اداره کند و فرزندان خیش را در کمال وقار مطیع گرداند. زیرا هرگاه کسی نداند که اهل خانه خود را اداره کند، چگونه کلیسای خدا را نگهبانی می نماید؟
Yeah, the Bible says that the pastor needs to rule his own household well. You don't qualify if you don't have your own house in order. And also notice that you only qualify if you are married and have multiple children. Now, if you look at the family of the pastor, you should be looking at an example you could follow. If my children are unruly, troublemakers, misbehaved,
شرور و بدرفتار و چیز باشه.
That reflects back on the church.
نشون میده کلیسامون چقدر جای بدی است.
Yeah. And that disqualifies me from being a pastor.
نشون میده که من اجازه ندارم
تابع باشم. I can't fill my own house. What do I have a business ruling a church?
اگه خودم رو کنترل کنم چیکار دارم میکنم که میخوام کلیسای خداوند رو کنترل کنم؟
If my wife is out in Greek nightlife all the time.
اگه خانم منم شبانه هی در حال زندگی شبانه روزی بیرون شبا میگیره.
I shouldn't pastor church.
من اصلا نباید کار شبانی کنم.
I should first deal with my
اول
home.
باید خونه خودم رو کنترل کنم. Before I rule a church. دنبال کلیسا باشم و برنامه کار کلیسا باشم.
Yeah, so there are some qualifications for the wife of a pastor.
یه سری صفت‌های هست برای شبانه خانم شبانه کلیسا.
Yeah, but it's only because that's what is necessary for her husband to qualify.
برای اینکه لازمه که شوهر بخواد شبان باشه خانومش هم باید یه رفتارهای درستی داشته باشه.
And that's it.
فقط همینه.
There is no office called the pastor's wife.
هیچ دفتری نیست به عنوان دفتر شبانه کلیسا.
There's no position in church.
مقامی تو کلیسا نیست که.
Yeah, for the wife of the pastor.
خانم شبان.
She's not the assistant pastor of the church.
دستیار شبانه کلیسا نیست.
She's married to the pastor.
چون با شبان ازدواج کرده دستیار شبان نیست.
Yeah, she doesn't get hired by the church.
با کلیسا اون رو استخدام نکرده.
There's no duty she has to perform.
وظیفه‌ای نداره برای کلیسا که انجام بده.
For the church. Because she's the wife of the pastor.
چون زن شبانه کلیسا.
Now here's what the pastor's wife is.
زن شبانه کلیسا کیست؟
She is the wife.
زنه.
Of the pastor.
شبانه.
Yeah, she doesn't have any obligations towards the church.
هیچ اجباری نداره برای کلیسا.
Her obligations are towards her husband.
وظیفه‌اش برای شوهرش و خانواده‌اش.
Yeah, who in this case then happened to be the pastor.
که در این زمان.
Now, let me illustrate this for you.
بذار براتون توضیح بدم.
Because this is not a strange thing.
یه چیز عجیب و غریب نیست.
When you would work for a company.
وقتی شما یه شرکتی کار می‌کنی.
Yeah, construction company or something.
کارخونه بازسازی، شرکت بازسازی.
And your boss comes to you.
شبانت میاد اینجا.
He says, hey, you need to bring your wife and she needs to clean the office. And we also need some help with the administration. She needs to do that.
Now,
would you be okay with that?
No,
of course not, because she is not their employee. She is your wife. Yeah. Also, the wife of the pastor is not the one who shepherds the ladies in the church.
و خانم کلیسا شبانه کلیسا هم شبان خانم ها نیست.
Yeah, where the husband shepherds the men.
که آقایون شبان آقایون شوهر باشه خانوم ها مال خانوم باشه.
That is not how that works.
کتاب مقدس اینجوری نیست.
Now, can the pastor's wife give counsel and help people?
شبان زن شبان میتونه کمک کنه مشاوره بده؟
And of course, the answer to that is yes.
بله میتونه.
And that's in the same way. Any other lady in a church can counsel and help other people.
هر اعضای کلیسا میتونه کمک کنه و هر کسی میتونه قدمی برداره.
Yeah, my wife does not have special responsibilities in this church.
یه مسئولیت مخصوصی خانم من تو کلیسا نداره.
Now, I asked her to translate for me.
ازش خواستم ترجمه کنه برام.
Yeah, because she is a great translator.
چون مترجم خیلی خوبیه.
She's probably the only one who can keep up my speed.
به طور زیاد تنها کسی که با سرعت من میتونه
کنار بیاد. But there are other people that have translated.
اما کسای دیگه هم داشتیم که قبلا ترجمه کردن.
Yeah. It's the same thing. She volunteers her time and her talents to help the things in the church. Just as everybody else can do. But it's not so there's an obligation from her to do certain things. Now, go to Titus 1. And read verses 5 till 9. And this is a similar list that we just read. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, and I, as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot and unruly, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, not striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word, as he had been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Titus 1,
5-9.
تو را در کریت واگذاشتم تا آنچه را که باقی مانده است اصلاح نمایی و چنانچه من به تو امر نمودم که ایشان در هر شهر مقرر کنید. اگر کسی بی ملامت و شوهر یک زن باشد که فرزندان مؤمن دادد برا از تهمت هرزگی و سرکشی، زیرا که اسقف می باید چون وکیل خدا بی ملامت باشد و خود رای یا تون مزاج یا میگسار یا زننده یا تمام سود و تمام سود شرم‌آور نباشد، بلکه مهمان دوست و خیر دوست و خردندیش و عادل و مقدس و پرهیزکار و متصمد به کلام امین بر حسب تعلیمی که یافته تا بتواند به تعلیم صحیح نصیحت کند و مخالفان را توبیخ نماید، زیرا که یاوه‌گویان و فریبندگان بسیار و متمرد می باشند فیل آنانی که از اهل ختنه هستند که دهان ایشان را باید بست.
Now, is the wife being mentioned here?
No,
not at all.
Yeah?
The wife of a pastor, the wife of a deacon, just needs to be a godly woman, a godly wife. Now, what are her obligations then?
Yeah,
the obligations as they are for every wife. Go to the second chapter of Titus and read verses 3 to 5. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teacher of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
همچنین زنان پیر در رفتار مقدس باشند، نه غیبتگو، نه بنده شراب زیاده، بلکه معلمان تعلیم نیکو، تا زنان جوان را خرد بیاموزند که شوهر دوست و فرزند دوست باشند و خردندیش، پاک دامن، خانه‌دار، نیکو، مطیع شوهران خود، که مبادا کلام خدا بدنام شد.
Is there a place for giving counsel, for teaching?
آیا جایی برای بتونه درس بده، در حقیقت مشاوره بده هست؟ بله.
Yeah, the older women are to teach the younger women.
پیرتر هستن در ایمان باید به جوونا درس بدن.
Yeah. How to be a good wife.
چجوری زن خوب باشه.
And most of that is done by setting example.
و اکثر اون موقع ها با نمونه شدنه.
Yeah, exempling good behavior.
نمونه شدن رفتار درست.
But is this something that only the wife of the pastor should do?
No.
It says the aged women. You as the older women or more experienced women should be an example to other less experienced and younger women in the church. Yeah? You're all responsible for that. Can my wife talk with some and help?
Yes. خانم من میتونه به بعضی از خانوما کمک کنه و حرف بزنه؟ بله 100%.
Yeah, but that's just one of the examples that is
to follow. اما یکی از نمونه های خانم های کلیسا است.
Yeah, and it's not everybody only talk to her.
نه که همه و همه فقط.
No, you can go to several ladies in the church.
میتونی با همه خانم های کلیسا.
If you want to have advice or if you want to be prayed for.
اگر کسی براتون دعا کنه یا کسی میخواد براتون کاری رو انجام بده یا برای تشویق کنه.
In fact, she cannot deal with everybody.
خانم من یه نفره نمیتونه مشکلات همه رو در حقیقت
یه روز صحبت کنه. My wife,
هم بتونه خانم من باشه.
And the mother of my children at the same time.
هم مادر بچه‌های من باشه همزمان.
And because she is my wife
منه,
and the mother of my children,
و مادر بچه‌های منه,
yeah, I want her to be focused on my family.
من می‌خوام تمرکزش به خانم
and you say,
من باشه.
Oh, you're selfish.
شاید بگی خودخواهم.
No. She's my wife.
خانم منه، نه خودخواه
نیست. And I want her to be focused on me.
می‌خوام به خانم
من فکر کنه که
تا مقدسه.
Yeah, here are some of the comments that I sometimes hear. She doesn't answer my messages. It took so long. I need her to do this or that. Answer, it's not her job to answer your messages. Or to do things for you. Now, if she does, that's voluntarily. Yeah, and of course, she is somebody who wants to help others. But there's limits to that. Now, if you are a man making these complaints,
yeah,
now, unless it's a very, very specific thing, you shouldn't be chatting with my wife anyway.
Yeah.
What would you say? If I would be chatting with your wife all day, you would consider that strange.
To say the least.
And it is because it's not healthy. Yeah? Now, read verse 4 again. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children.
تیتوس 2:4 تا زنان جوان را خرد بیاموزند که شوهر دوست و فرزند دوست باشند.
Ready. Oh,
yes.
I'm focused on Jonas to read.
No, I know.
So this is the translation Jonas. Voice. This is the Bible reading voice. So what is the first responsibility of a wife? Her first responsibility is towards her husband. Her own husband, by the way. Yeah, the Bible doesn't teach that any woman answers to any man.
No,
a wife is only subject to her own husband. And the second responsibility is the children. And it holds, of course, for the wife of the pastor. It holds for any wife. Go to Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12, verse 4. Proverbs 12, verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones.
زن شایسته تاج سر شوهر است، اما زنی که شرمساری به بار آورد همچون پوسیدگی است در استخوان‌هایش.
Yeah, wives need to realize they have a great impact on their husband.
خانم‌ها باید بدونن کاری که می‌کنند تاثیر می‌ذاره روش.
And here says either she puts him to shame.
یا خجالت زدنش می‌کنه. With
the way she behaves, with the things she does.
با کارهایی که انجام میده.
With the things he says.
با تمام چیزایی که میگه.
Yeah. If she is a virtuous woman,
اگر با وقاره,
yeah, she is called a crown to her husband.
دقیقاً تاجی است بر سر شوهرش.
Yeah, and that woman that is a crown to her husband.
و اون خانم که تاج شوهرشه.
Will enable her husband to do better.
اجازه میده شوهرش کارهای بزرگی برای خداوند انجام بده.
Of course, the question is, which one are you?
سوال من امروز اینه که شما جزو کدوم هستید.
Let's look what the virtuous woman looks like.
و ببینیم یک زن باوقار چگونه است.
The woman that doesn't crown into her husband.
یه زنی که تاج طلاست برای
شوهرش. Go to Proverbs 31.
امثال 31.
Verse 10.
آیه 10.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
کیست که همسری شایسته تواند یافت؟ ارج او را از یاقوت بس فزونتر است.
Yeah, so the value of a virtuous woman is expressed.
ارزش یک زن با وقار.
And it's far above rubies.
بیشتر از
yeah?
چیست؟
Which means you better have a virtuous woman.
بهتر یک زن با وقار داشته باشی و فقیر باشی.
Than have riches.
که یا اینکه ثروت زیادی
داشته. The wife like that is
زنی که با وقاره
worth much more.
بیشتر از هر چیزی ارزش داره.
Yeah. Read verse 11.
آیه 11.
The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so he, that he shall have no need of spoil.
دل شوهرش بر وی اعتماد دارد و از هیچ سودی کم نخواهد داشت.
Yes, and now we're getting some elements of what kind of woman this is.
برمیگردیم به یه سری صفاتایی که چگونه زنی.
Now it's a woman that her husband can trust.
یه خانومی است که شوهرش بهش اعتماد داره.
It says so that she have no need of spoil.
میگه احتیاج به هیچی نداره.
Now what does that mean?
یعنی چی؟
It means he doesn't need a windfall or extra benefits to come in from somewhere.
احتیاج نداره که جای دیگه بهش کمک بشه یا جای دیگه سود بهش برسه.
Because his wife is economical.
چون
she doesn't waste money.
مراقب همه چیز هست. پول رو حرام نمی‌کنه.
Yeah, being economical isn't godly trait.
در حقیقت برنامه‌ریزی کردن و حساب‌رسی کردن یکی از صفات‌های خوبه.
What happens if a wife is busy in doing everything else but says what she's supposed to do?
اگر اون خانم همش مشغول همه کار باشه به غیر از اونی که باید انجام بده.
She'll be less economical.
دیگه کمتر میتونه خونه رو
She'll be not be able to find the deals.
نمیتونه اون چیزا رو تو حراج پیدا کنه.
She's not fixing things.
چیزی که خرابه رو وقتی میکنه درست
things.
کنه ازش استفاده کنه.
Or else even making things herself.
یا چیزهایی رو خودش درست کنه.
Now, a woman that is virtuous, a woman is a woman that her husband can trust in.
شوهرش میتونه بهش اعتماد کنه.
Yeah, her focus as a wife is on her husband.
زن وظیفش با شوهرشه.
Read verse 12.
آیه 12.
She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
در همه روزهای زندگی خیش به شوهرش نیکی خواهد کرد نه بدی.
Yeah, what is she good? Her husband.
کمک خواهد کرد به شوهرش.
Yeah, not everybody else.
نه هر کسی.
Your focus is her husband.
رفتارش به شوهرش. تمرکزش.
Ladies, you should do good to your husband.
خانوماتون باید حواستون به شوهرتون باشه.
You have to be a blessing to him.
باعث برکتش
all the days of your life.
کل زندگیتون.
And it means also when things are difficult.
وقتی شرایط هم سخت میشه و مشکل میشه.
Verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands.
First
13.
پشمکتان را می جوید و با دستان خیش به رغبت کار می‌کند.
Yeah, and that you will see over and over again, she's a hard worker.
می‌بینیم که کار می‌کنه با دستاش.
Again, for what is she working?
برای کی
for her family, for her household, for her husband.
برای شوهرش, برای همه.
Verse 14.
آیه 14.
She is like the merchant ships, she bringeth her food from afar.
همچون کشتی‌های بازرگانان است که خوراک خیش را از دوردست‌ها می‌آورد.
Yeah, she goes around finding the good deals, finding the good quality, putting the extra effort to buy the right stuff again, the right price. Verse 15. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens.
آنگاه که هنوز شب است برمیخیزد طعام برای اهل خانه خود فراهم میکند و کنیزان خیش را نصیب ها میده.
She wakes up early in the morning.
صبح خواب پا میشه.
Before everybody else.
قبل از همه.
To do what?
چیکار کنه؟
Yeah, to make sure that the family gets fed.
مطمئن شه خانواده غذا دارن.
Take care of the servants if they're there.
مراقب خانواده و کارگراش باشن.
Yeah, again, a hard worker.
بازم تلاش میکنه.
16 till 21. Yeah, you're getting the feeling. She considered a field and buyed it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. She laid her hands to the spindle and her hands hold to the staff. She stretched out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reached forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet.
مزرعی در نظر میگیرد و آن را میخرد. از دسترنج خیش تاکستانی قرض میکند. با عزم راسخ به کار مشغول میگردد و نیروی بازوان خیش را به کار میگیرد. منفعت تجارت خود را میبیند و چراغش در شب خاموش نمیگردد. دوستان خیش به دوک راز میکنند و انگشتانش چرخ را میگیرد. فقیران را با روی گشاده میپذیرد و دستانش را به روی نیازمندان میگشاید. چون بعد ببارد دغدغه اهل خانه خیش ندارد.
Yeah, she's a busy lady, and even in her business, she still has time to look after poor and needy. It says she's not afraid for the snow for her household. Why not? She has prepared. She has been preparing for her household.
Yeah.
What is her focus again? The focus is her husband, her children, her own household. 22-24. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivered girdles unto the merchant.
برای بستر خود ملحفه می دوزد، کتان لطیف و ارغوان می پوشد. شوهرش را در دروازه های شهر می شناسند و با مشایخ ولایت می نشینند. جامه های کتان دوخته می فروشد. برای بازرگانان شالها تهیه
می‌کند. She even produces more.
حتی بیشتر.
That can be sold.
فراهم می‌کنه که بتونه
بفروشه. Yeah, talks about making clothes and things like that.
اینقدر لباس می‌درست می‌کنه که بتونه بفروشه.
Today, clothes are cheap because it's all made with machines.
ارزونه چون همه ماشین‌سازه.
But then this is hard work.
اما قدیم ماشین لباس درست کردن
and
کار راحت
you didn't go to the shop to buy threads. No, you had to make the threads from the wool.
نخ بخری بعد نخ و برداری باش لباس ببافی. بلکه نه از اول پشمو میگرفتی پشمو در حقیقت نخ میکردی و بعدش لباس درست
میکردی. Yeah, a lot of work goes into the clothes.
تا بخوادیم در اون زمان یه نفر یه لباس
25-27.
آیه 24-27.
And honor our clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness.
قوت و عزت جامعه اوست و بر روزهای آینده لبخند می زند. دهان خود را حکیمانه می گشاید و تعلیم محبت آمیز بر زبان اوست. بر امور اهل خانه خیش نظارت می کند و نان بیگارگی نمیخورد.
She looks well to the ways of her household.
به فکر خونه خانواده‌اش هست.
Things are in order.
همه چی نظم داره.
Because she's not lazy.
چون تنبل نیست.
Because he's focused on the things.
چون تمرکزش به چیزهایی است.
That she is supposed to do. Taking care of the home and the family.
مراقب خانواده‌اش باشه.
That is the virtuous woman. That is a crown unto her husband.
یک زن خوبه که یک دقیقه.
And the last verse reads from this part. 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praised her.
And
she'll praise her. Her husband gives her honor, as we're supposed to do as husbands anyway. Yeah, if you, your wife is like that, she's worth more than rubies. So if you're a wife with multiple children, you have a lot of things on your plate to handle. And it doesn't matter if your husband works in construction or if he is an imposter. You will be busy and there will not be much time left. And it's not biblical then to expect all kinds of things from the wife to do for the church, putting demands on her. Yeah, whatever she does has to be voluntarily. Because there is no obligation. Yeah, her primary focus, the primary focus of every wife is first to her own husband and her own family. Now, you probably think I'm preaching this to protect my wife. Now, partially, of course, I do. But this is the application for everybody. This is just what the Bible says on this topic in regards to wives. I'm teaching you what the primary obligations are for a wife. Yeah, and this is a message for all wives, of course. And just as outside forces want to pull the wife of the pastor away from what her first responsibility is, there will be outside forces that will try to pull away any wife from the primary responsibility that she has.
Now,
do I want my wife and other wives in the church to be involved with the things of the church? Absolutely. I would love to see them volunteering, helping out with things, joining with the soul winning. But if that causes you to neglect your first priority, your first responsibility,
yeah,
towards your own husband and your own children, yeah, then you're in the wrong. First go do these things, then come volunteer. Yeah, first clean your own home, then come help clean the church. But I'm doing all these good things. I'm helping all these people. And yes, that's great. But if your house looks like a war zone, if your family missing meals, you're in the wrong. You need to first take care of these things. Get your priority right first. It's first your own household, then the other things. Go to 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy 2 and read verses 9 till 15. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh woman professing godliness with good works. Let a woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to observe authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety.
و همچنین زنان خیش را به لباس شایسته به نجابت و متانت بیارایند، نه به گیسوان بافته و طلا و مروالید و لباس گرانبها، بلکه چنانکه زنانی را که ادعای دینداری می‌کنند به اعمال نیکو، زن در سکوت به کمال اطاعت تعلیم گیرد و زن را اجازه نمی‌دهم که تعلیم دهد یا بر مرد مسلط شود، بلکه در سکوت بماند، زیرا که آدم اول ساخته شد و بعد حوا، و آدم فریب نخورد بلکه زن فریب خورده در تقصیر گرفتار شد. اما به زاییدن رستگار خواهد شد اگر در ایمان و محبت و قدوسیت و متانت ثابت بماند.
Yeah, so what's the primary role of a wife? To be under a husband. Having children, raising those children. To being godly wife.
Now,
people will say, oh, you're old-fashioned. No, this is New Testament. This is God's perfect will. And it's applicable today, just as much as it was 2,000 years ago. This is how God designed things to function. This is actually what works.
اینجوری دقیقاً میتونه عمل کنه زندگی متعادل باشه.
If you are too busy to do all doing all the things,
شلوغه,
and you're not able to fulfill that role as a godly wife, you need to start cutting things out of your life.
و باید زندگیتون رو کمتر و کمتر کنید.
And get the priorities straight.
مسئولیتاتون رو درست کنید.
1 Corinthians 11,
8
and 9. 1 Corinthians 11, 8 and 9. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. 1 Corinthians 11, 8 and 9.
زیرا که مرد از زن نیست، بلکه زن از مرد است. و نیز مرد به جهت زن آفریده نشد، بلکه زن برای مرد.
Now, if you're a woman, you're married, you're under your husband. And you're there to help him.
Yeah?
That is where your first responsibility lays. And I've preached on this before. This is not about value.
Yeah?
This is about roles. This is how God designed things to be.
Yeah?
A woman doesn't have less value than a man.
Yeah?
God doesn't love men more than women. No. He loves them the same.
من همه رو به یه اندازه دوست داره.
There are different roles.
هر کسی وظیفه‌اش متفاوته، کارش متفاوته.
And if you want things to function well, we need to keep our roles.
همه چی درست انجام بشه. هر کسی وظیفه خودش رو درست انجام بده.
Go to 1 Corinthians.
همه چیز درست انجام بشه.
Chapter 14.
اول قرنتیان فصل 14.
And read verses 34 and 35.
آیه 34 تا 35 رو بخونید.
Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also said the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church.
و زنان شما در کلیساها خاموش باشند، زیرا که ایشان را حرف زدن جایز نیست، بلکه اطاعت نمودن، چنانکه تورات نیز میگوید. اما اگر میخواهند چیزی بیاموزند، در خانه از شوهران خود بپرسند، چون زنان را در کلیسا حرف زدن شرم‌آور است.
And of course, this doesn't mean that nobody can speak in this building.
Yeah,
the church is not a building anyway.
Yeah,
this is about the preaching time. Yeah, women can join the worship, of course. Yeah, recently I preached on the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
We
will address this. Yeah, women are not to preach from the pulpit. They're to preach on the street to the lost, absolutely. But they're not to preach behind the pulpit. Yeah, the pastor is to be a man that has one wife.
Yeah?
You can't be that if you're a woman. Yeah, and it says when she understands something, knows understand something, she's not to ask and make comments, actually.
Yeah,
during the sermon.
Yeah,
she can ask her husband at home.
And
the pastor's wife is not different from this than other wives in the church. She's one of the ladies in the church. Which we love, which we respect. Yeah, she may be one of your friends. But then she cannot be friends with everybody. And she doesn't have to be friends with everybody. She's not a public commodity.
Yeah,
she doesn't belong to everybody. No, she's my wife and the mother of my children. So, who should we go then?
When
we want to talk. Now, go to any lady in the church, including my wife.
Oh,
but she can help me best.
اما بهترین کسی که میتونه کمکم کنه اونه.
Maybe. I'll agree. He's the best.
100 درصد.
No offense to the ladies.
بهترینه. اما نمیخوام توهین کرده باشم به خانوما.
But she's not employee of church.
اما استخدام کلیسا.
There is no position.
وظیفه ای نداره در کلیسا.
به
عنوان شبانه. زن شبانه کلیسا در حقیقت مجبور باشه.
And like any other wife, she needs to have her priority straight.
و هر خانم دیگه ای باید وظیفه‌ش رو بتونه درست انجام بده و بتونه برنامه‌ریزی
کنه. You want to do something important for your marriage?
میخواین یه کار درستی برای ازدواج و خانواده‌تون
obligations first before you go out there trying to save the world. Now, I hope this gave you a better understanding.
امیدوارم این درک روشنی کرده باشه براتون.
So I don't put wrong expectations.
که توقعات زیاد داشته باشیم از کسی یا وظایف دیگه داشته باشیم از کسی.
I promised that I wouldn't end the sermon.
موعظه رو اینجوری تموم
نکنم. Without making some remarks towards the men.
که در مورد آقایون حرفی نزده باشم.
So let me give you something.
بذار یه چیزی بهتون بگم آقایون.
That is on my heart.
که توی قلب منه.
And that bothers me.
که منو اذیت میکنه.
And if it fits you, then you put the shoe on. If it doesn't, great.
Yeah, because
as a man, we all would like a wife, like the virtuous woman. Now, if you want to have a wife like a virtuous woman, what of you being a virtuous man? And here's what makes me seriously angry.
And I
don't say anyone specific,
but over time,
this is what I've seen over and over again. I see husbands wanting their wife to obey them, to do things for them,
but
they're lazy bumps. Selfish lazy bumps.
تنبل بیفایده.
And they need to learn to put their priorities right.
اول مرد شما وظیفه‌تو درست انجام بده.
Which is to provide for their families.
نیاز خانواده‌تو فراهم
کن. Go to 1 Timothy 5:8.
اول تیموتائوس فصل 5 آیه 8.
1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own and specifically those for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
ولی اگر کسی برای خیشان و به ویژه اهل خانه خود فراهم نکند منکر ایمان و پستر از ایمان.
Yeah, and husband that is not willing to take care of his own house.
شوهری که حاضر نیست برای خونش فراهم کنه.
The Bible calls that husband worse than an infidel.
میگه بدتر از ایمانه.
And husband that just spends money on himself for his own pleasure.
پولو برای خودش و برای لذت خودش استفاده میکنه.
Not considering his family.
و به فکر نیاز خانوادهش نیست.
He is worse than an infidel.
بدتر از بیمانه.
Now, if that's you.
کافره.
In any shape or form,
تو هر شرایطی شما هستی.
You need to make changes.
یه تغییری باید ایجاد.
Yeah, you better start putting your family first.
اول خانوادت رو قرار بده از اولویت زندگی.
No, but I don't have a job. Okay.
ایو من کار ندارم.
You'll be out there every single day finding jobs.
تلاش کن که کار پیدا کنی هر روز.
And if you have a job,
اگه کار داشتی,
you need to learn to keep a job.
اول اون کارتو محکم نگه دار.
Yeah, by not being the poorest worker that is there.
اون تنبل ترین کارگر نباشی که اولین نفری که اخراج میکنن تو باشی.
Yeah, you as a man are hold accountable before God to provide for your own family.
بده که نیاز خانواده خودت رو برآورده کنی.
Yeah, so that was a message to the men.
پیام من امروز واسه آقایون همین بود.
So I hope this helped.
امیدوارم کمکتون کرده باشه.
Amen.
آمین.